T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Northwestern had zero issue against it in the first half.
And the pass taken away. Good hands by E.J. Stevens. Battle around Nance, around Barron for two.
Well, the game didn't end up the way we wanted. Gopher men's hoops lose 75-62 to Northwestern. But, you know, when you think about it, and Steve Thompson is in for Maxie this morning. When you think about it, Steve, what they've been able to accomplish this season when people didn't have any hope of anything this year.
Yeah, it was a scramble to put together a team for Ben Johnson to put on the floor, and then they had the really good non-conference season. Benita and the hopes were high, but the reality of the Big Ten schedule is that it's tough night in and night out, particularly on the road. Minnesota found out the hard way. They end up finishing last in the Big Ten. They got beat by the Wildcats in Evanston, Illinois yesterday pretty handily. And they go into the Big Ten tournament where they'll be the 14 seed and take on Penn State this week. Not a surprise. I think the surprise is how well they played in that non-conference. And the fact that they get knocked down and they come right back and they worked really hard. And I think once he gets his recruits in, they're going to be fine. I think Ben Johnson's going to have a lot of success at the U, but it turned out to be a pretty tough finish.
It really did. At 8:41, Maxie's off. Steve Thompson joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, in for Maxie. The Wild, it was just a rough game yesterday. It's so defeating. I was at the game yesterday, and it was actually family day, so there were a lot of kids and a lot of fans who normally don't usually go to games. You could feel that the atmosphere was different, and it was just deflating to see what happened. You know that this team can do so much more.
Yeah, and they had so many good stretches this season. And since really the new year, the Winter Classic wasn't very good. There were the COVID issues. They didn't play a lot of games. And now the problem for the Wild is there's no chance to settle in, get back to practice, and figure things out because they're playing so many games in such a short period of time, literally every other day between now and the regular season. I think the number was 40 games over 77 days. So there really is no time to catch your breath, take a break, maybe take a day off. They need to get back at it and figure it out. They're just giving up way too many goals. You don't need to be a hockey expert to see that they just aren't playing well defensively. They're not getting great goaltending. It is just a struggle on both ends, and they get beat by Dallas, a team they're now fighting for in the standings. Now, the Wild have a game in hand. That is the good news. But as I've said, they've got a couple of games on the road. The only good news, Vanita, is they have a ton of home games in the final half of March at home. They won't go on the road after this road trip until April. So they have an opportunity to get it straightened out.
I will say, as much as I hate seeing the Wild lose, it was kind of fun to see two Minnesota guys doing well. These are both 1998 born guys. Riley Tufte gets his first NHL goal. Yeah. And then, of course, Jake Ettinger from Lakeville in net for Dallas. So, you know, as much as I don't want to see the Wild lose, my heart was kind of with those guys. And there were quite a few in the crowd who had Stars jerseys on, obviously, rooting for Ettinger from Lakeville and Tufte from Blaine.
Well, and there's so many guys all around the NHL that hail from Minnesota. It really is great to see. I would still prefer to have the Wild win the game, but, you know, good for those local guys that come home, because it is a huge thrill. It's a huge moment first NHL goal, playing in front of fans at home against a team these guys grew up cheering for.
It's so true. So what are the chances? So all this cold weather, I don't know about you, Steve, and the snow over the weekend, I'm just done. I'm ready to move on to spring.
Sure.
Are you just kind of done? And I'm
Very much.
I'm ready for baseball.
Yep.
Baseball, aren't you? And are we going to get baseball this spring?
Well, you know, I ran into a baseball coach up at Anoka, and he said, we're not going to be outside for a while, are we? And I said, it sure doesn't look like it. But I think for the golfers, softball, baseball, track and field, the kids who play lacrosse, I'm done with the snow. I'm done with the cold. Let's move on to spring, and hopefully we'll get good news in the weather department.
That would be good. What do you think about Major League Baseball actually getting this thing figured out?
It doesn't sound good. I follow Bob Nightingale. He's an Odyssey insider, right, for USA Today. I visit with him. And it wasn't good. You know, they got together, and the owners are now taking shots at the players. I wish at the moment I had better news, but based on what I've heard from Bob, and what transpired between the players and owners in New York over the weekend, the news is not good. Unless there is some sort of breakthrough, they are just far apart on luxury tax and those economic issues that nobody wants to hear about. But it doesn't look good. It looks like this could go for a while.
Gopher women's hockey loses 3-2 in overtime to Ohio State. That's always tough. Gosh, this Gopher women's team is so strong. So that was tough to see. But they got a second seed for the NCAA tourney. And, of course, the men will be playing this weekend as well. What are you seeing as far as long runs for both these teams?
Oh, I do. I think they both should get on a roll. Minnesota gets Penn State on the men's side at 3M Arena at Mariucci in the Big Ten tournament. They've been playing very well here in the new year. And then the Golden Gopher women, ever since they swept Wisconsin, have been almost unbeatable. It was a great game against Ohio State yesterday. I caught most of that game. And seconds into overtime, Ohio State got the winner. Number one against number two seeds in that tournament. I think this Golden Gopher women's team is poised to go on another title run for sure.
It's fun to watch, fun to cheer these teams on for sure. Steve, thank you so much, and we really appreciate you filling in for Maxie. You'll join us again tomorrow and Wednesday, or the rest of the week, really.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow anyway.
Okay,
I'll be
good.
In for Mike tomorrow night on Sports to Max. Good to visit with you, Vanita.
Great to talk to you, too. We'll be back with traffic and weather and the Soccer Salute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.